Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Hey, Rebels. This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, the interview. I'm your host, Sonia, and today we're talking to my mom, Neha Jugani Nar. We both narrated the story of Nivedita and Ishanvi, the mother and daughter dancing duo and YouTube sensation. If you haven't heard the episode yet, please check it out. Hi, Mom. Can you please introduce yourself to our listeners?
Hi, my name is Neha Jugani Narang, and I am a mom, a marketer, an entrepreneur, a board member, and currently I work at Roblox where I lead marketing.
Ooh, I like Roblox. What's the coolest thing you get to do there?
Well, so I feel fortunate that I get to do lots of cool things running marketing at Roblox. Some of the coolest things I get to do is one, throw the most important moment and event for the entire company and our community called RDC Roblox Developer Conference, where we get our entire community together. I get to interview our CEO in front of everyone. And separate from that, just working at Roblox makes me cool in your eyes and your friends' eyes. So I will take that.
You are definitely cool, Mom. So
did you always know you wanted to work in business? Or did you have other dreams growing up? Kind of like the way Nivedita loved dancing and also being an orthodontist.
I feel like Nivedita and I have actually a lot in common. So I have been dancing since I was 6 years old. It's always been a passion of mine. I danced all throughout college. And when I was young, in high school, I actually wanted to be a doctor like my father. But then I came across this Indian woman in business. She was a financial advisor, and I was just in awe of her. I thought she looked so professional. She knew what she was doing in life. It was the first Indian woman I'd saw in this professional manner in the business world. And so I decided I wanted to pursue business. And I did an internship in high school, chose to do business in college, and have gone down that route ever since, and got my MBA from Stanford Business School.
What do you like to do outside of Roblox? Besides hanging out with me, of course.
So very similar to Nivedita, one of my favorite hobbies is dancing. Dancing brings me so much joy. I used to do it competitively, and now I do it just to smile, exercise, and do fun stuff with my kids. Listening to music, singing, anything in the arts, oil painting, they're all some of my favorite hobbies, but I'd say most importantly, my happy place is always growing and learning, seeing how I can make a difference in the world. And that comes through being involved in other charities, supporting your school, being a board member, being an advisor. And to me, what makes me the happiest is just knowing that I can always have impact and grow and learn, even as an adult. And it's so important that you find happiness not just in your personal life, but also in your professional life.
You and I narrated the story of Nivedita and Ishanvi. What would you say their story means to you?
Like I shared before, I have a lot in common with Nivedita, being a dancer and also having career pursuits outside of that. But it's more than just that. And I think it's seeing Nivedita's story through Ishanvi's eyes and hearing and seeing Ishanvi's passion, because her mother was passionate about dancing. And for me, seeing you get so excited about dancing because you see me dancing means the world. Also, dancing was a way for me to really get close and connected to my culture, The type of dancing I love was Indian dancing. The type of music I loved was Indian dancing. And now I'm seeing you love our culture and connect so much to our culture through movement, through dancing and music. And in fact, you probably listen to more Indian music than even I do.
That's true. I love Indian music. Okay.
For kids who want to work at Roblox or do cool jobs like you when they grow up, what should they learn now?
I would say to always be curious and want to learn. Ask questions about everything. And it's also very important to have like a builder's mindset and be creative no matter what you're doing. I don't just mean coding like a developer. I mean if you're doing art, science, music. Always think with an innovative, creative mind and never be afraid to fail because that's how we learn. We learn from our mistakes and by pushing ourselves.
And finally, what makes you a Rebel Girl?
I think it's that I'm not afraid to aim for the skies. And there's no such thing as being perfect, but every day I strive to be my best self.
Thank you so much, Mom.
Thank you, Sonia, for interviewing me. I really enjoyed this.
And thank you for listening. Keep sharing your stories, Rebels. This podcast is a production of Rebel Girls. It's based on the book series Good Night Stories for Rebel Girls. This episode was produced and directed by Joy Smith, with sound design and mixing by John Marshall Media. Script editing by Abby Scher. Joy Smith and Jess Wolf were our executive producers. Original theme music was composed and performed by Elektra Varjakwin. A special thanks to the whole Rebel Girls team who made this podcast possible. Until next time, stay Rebel!
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Good news alert! We've sniffed out a winner from the Go Kid Go team, Snoop and Sniffy. What happens when Snoop, an experienced dog detective from London, gets sent to small-town Pflugerville to train clueless puppy Sniffy as an undercover agent? Mystery, adventure, and chaos! Seriously, the town of Pflugerville isn't Dullsville like Snoop expected, and he quickly realizes that he can't handle all the action without Sniffy by his side. Even when they're able to turn a blind eye to the alien superheroes and villains battling it out for control of Pflugerville, Snoop and Sniffy have their paws full on Bark Street, with hilarious busybodies like Lorraine the Neighborhood Watch Duck, Poot the Groundhog, and Fred the Squirrel popping around. Do you love to laugh? Do you love animals? Do you have the brightest mind since Sherlock Holmes? Yes? Then tag along with us for the fun and see if you can help solve the mysteries by listening to Snoop and Sniffy on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.